So, here we sit on a Sunday night. By the time you hear this, it'll be well, might well be into Tuesday or even Wednesday. But so let's make this a dually themed rant, Monday and Wednesday. You got 2 days, one of which I've described on MR7 as basically it's Friday. Once it's Wednesday, it's Friday. Then you have this day Monday, which for many in conventional land is the beginning of the new work week in the conventional sense, all right? They get the Fridays off, or I guess. Well, yeah, some people are now experimenting with that. So they get so Monday to Thursday is work. Friday traditionally is work. And then Saturday to Sunday is off. Then there's those of us who is around the clock, around the days of the week. But then there's these two specific days, Mondays and Wednesdays. Wednesdays they now call hump day. To the point where I don't even know what they call Friday. Does Friday have a name? I don't know. But Monday is the dreaded day and has a blues name associated with it. I don't know if it's Sunday blues or Monday blues, whichever one. The thing is this, and this is when I say the concepts of time. Every single damn day is the same thing, meaning it's the same get up, grind, and go to bed. It's the same work from home. It's the same see fam, see kids, see those you care about, do a variety of recreational activities, work out, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Grocery shopping, etc., etc. You smash your phone, one god, and fix the screen, etc., etc. Now, the only thing that changes is the hours of operation, but everything else is the same. These days are fabricated, and we use them to mark, you know, okay, on Monday we're going to do X, and then on Thursday we're going to do Y. So it helps with the structuring of scheduling. Past that, it means nothing. Past that, there's many things in which I've seen in a workplace of different kinds where whatever they wanted during a Monday, whether it got during a Monday or a Friday, I've seen, it meant nothing. It meant something in the terms of the 7 days. It didn't mean nothing in terms of that particular work week, which some people cling to. I don't cling to it anymore. I don't fuck about work weeks. I care about work and then the receiving of compensation for said work. That's what I care about. And then, even before that, I care about, does the work align with what I am interested and capable of doing? General interests, that kind of thing. But of course, compensation is necessary because, and I can go on to this. Let's just go on tangents, man. We've talked about this. Everybody has. It was common probably a couple years ago, but it's died down a bit for some reason because people are now knowing the business of these things. Working for free does not mean exposure, therefore working for free is bullshit. Working for low is bullshit. Working for a minimum price is bullshit. The Google library has infinite resources as to what people within certain industries should be making or should not be making. So I don't want to hear about like working for exposure. You know what I mean? Working for exposure, working to build a base. Now it can be true in some specific instances, maybe if you're in a smaller area or even a really bigger area, you know. If you're in NYC, you better grind it out as far as like trying to get your shit seen with a combination of digital and in real life and connections. And then in a small town, you might have the monopoly. But in these mid-sized markets, it kind of falls somewhere in between. So anyway, point is, we now know that working for exposure or working to gain, what would be the term? Exposure? Working to gain exposure or, you know, get your name out there. It's all this shit is lies. That's why I say, and I mistakenly said it first, working for compensation or doing X work for Y compensation. But we all can do passion projects. We all can work on them. But we all can have million-dollar passion projects. That's why we are where we are as far as the creative world meeting the corporate world and so on. So, Monday and Wednesday, fabricated days. Things that we think need to get done on a certain day, not really needing to be get done until any day. Unless it's a deadline for real, it doesn't matter. That might sound strange, but you know, we've created a system of things that require deadlines in order to keep people locked into a state of, how would you say, a state of, I don't want to say despair, a state of feeling as if their time is running out, and because time is running out, they must exercise, you know, A through Z activities as soon as possible or as early as possible so it's done late, so on and so forth. You know, Monday's coming, whatever, man. Who fucking cares, man? All Monday means to me is that more things are open. Yay, finally things are open. I was just downtown on a Sunday, things were open. You know what I mean? So it's like the traditional, oh, Monday things get back to the regular hours. Yeah, it's true. But things are operating. Things are open all night fucking now, right now. You know what I mean? Anyway, I'm tired and I still got to deal with this furniture. And I'm the only person doing it here, so I'm trying to find ways to angle this shit in. And it's somewhat of a task, so I'll let y'all go to bed. Peace.
You just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.